Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, tonight's on the chilly side in northeast Lincolnshire. It'll stay cloudy, mainly dry with lows of 7. And tomorrow, a bit of sunshine in the morning being replaced by a cloudier day, and 14 is the high with 10 the overnight low. Looking a bit showery Wednesday, Thursday, improving from Friday.
The music you love.
Amazingly, John Lennon didn't think that had much potential to be a hit when he wrote it. It's Imagine on Compass FM. Ben and Jerry's once had a blend of ice cream named after that song. It was Imagine World Peace. And it was caramel ice cream mixed with toffee cookie pieces and chocolate peace signs. They should bring that back. That sounds amazing. I love fish food and Cherry Garcia as well. Right, it is Alex here on the evening show. I'm somebody who can eat a whole Ben and Jerry's tub in one sitting, and that's probably not something I should boast about. This is JP Sachs and Julia Michaels. It's coming up on 7:10 now.
I was distracted. If the world was ending, you come over right.
JP Sachs and Julia Michaels on Compass FM, If the World Was Ending. Alex here for Monday nights. The Cleethorpes Coast Guard is reminding us we need to respect the sea. Visitors in particular need to be extra careful, and during lockdown there are fears of whether somebody will be seen if they get into difficulty due to reduced cover levels. And work on the £8.5 million link road will start again this week. It was delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the next phase will link the ports of Grimsby and Immingham in the next 14 weeks or so. The existing piece of road at the eastern end will close probably on Monday after being torn up and replaced with a new highway. So big work going on there. We'll talk about how social distancing is going to work for businesses that are reopening after I play Mary Wilson and a real rarity, Ray Parker Jr. and Radio. It's called You Can't Change That. It's a brilliant song. It's on the radio in about 5 minutes.
Compass FM.
Love Radio, Jack and Jill, and that one's great as well. It's called You Can't Change That on Compass FM. Traders have got a mixed response over controversial social distancing plans for Cleethorpes Town Centre. The plans were announced by North East Lincolnshire Council. They're changing Seaview Street, St Peter's Ave and Market Street, amongst the other changes. St Peter's Avenue will be a one-way system for traffic, and Seaview Street completely pedestrianised, amongst other changes. So some traders are not happy about the loss of parking bays. Others say we need to give it a bit of time. I mean, it's going to be sort of a trial and error thing, isn't it, really? Try it and see. But social distancing very much going to be in people's minds as they take their first tentative steps back onto the high street next week. Just got to hope that people do support local. There's an encouraging survey today that says about 8 out of 10 people want to continue shopping local. Fingers crossed that'll stay the case. Sheryl Crow, Every Day's a Winding Road. The album of the week this week on Compass FM is No Jacket Required from Phil Collins. Wonder if you bought that from Woolies back in the day. What a great album. Going to play five of the best all this week. Neil Young plays In A Mo, and a song that spent loads of weeks at number one back in 1992 off The Bodyguard.
Compass FM.
It's Whitney Houston and I Will Always Love You here on Compass FM. Now, I was talking earlier about the 2 metre rule. Some pub owners are calling for it to be changed to 1 metre. The world's smallest bar features in the Grimsby Telegraph today. How do you socially distance in a bar less than 6 square metres big? Well, the question is, you've got to do one in, one out. This is the Signal Box Inn in Cleethorpes, and directors of Cleethorpes Coast Light Railway are, of course, waiting for the government to blow the whistle so the pub can reopen. They're looking for July the 4th for the tiny bar on King's Road. It's rescheduled the famous cider festival for August, and the pub itself looks like it is going to be one in, one out, clearly marked as well. And pubs with beer gardens should be the first to open up, so obviously they're quite fortunate in the fact they've got a beer garden. And I tell you what, I'm looking at the selection of ale that they do. It looks very good, so definitely sounds like one to be tried. Sadly, the pool table and darts probably won't be on because of social distancing. It's a really tough time for all of our hospitality industry, so, you know, if you've got a favourite place, definitely keep it in mind for when they're able to reopen. It's Madness and the Wings of a Dove on Compass FM. I mentioned the Signal Box Inn a short time ago. And the date for your diary for the Cleethorpes Folk and Cider Festival, by the way, is the 29th to the 31st of August. There'll be over 100 tipples to try. Meanwhile, Grimsby Town's players have taken a 25% pay cut to help the club's finances. We're not sure when their matches will start again, so the Mariners obviously having massive cash flow shortages, so the players have agreed to be paid less. And it's also been confirmed that work to improve traffic flow at the Toll Bar roundabout will start again in July. It's all due to be finished before Christmas this year. Do you know Christmas is 29 weeks away? I read something today that said if you lose a pound a week between now and Christmas, you could be 2 stone lighter by the festive season. It's got to be worth thinking about that. Pound a week's not a lot, is it?
We are Compass FM.
The music you love.
Style Council on My Ever-Changing Moods. That was their tribute to Curtis Mayfield. Remains their biggest hit in America as well. Compass FM also playing Life is a Minestrone from 10cc. Now, this lot played Roundhay Park in Leeds in the early 80s. And asked for the perimeter fence painted because they weren't happy with its colour. And then 2 days before the gig, they insisted on a Japanese water garden complete with koi carp being created backstage. Oh dear, I do love Diva Demands from Stars. This is the Rolling Stones, and this is their sort of socially distanced single that they've recorded recently. It's called Life Living in a Ghost Town. It's a little bit more plinky plonky than the Madness version. He wrote it though. It's Slabby Siffrey, and It Must Be Love here on Compass FM. Big variety here as I keep you company for a Monday night. 3 months since I had a haircut now. April, May, June. I've missed 3 barber visits. The ear hair is getting a bit out of control. You know, when you're in your 40s, hair does start to sprout. This is coming up. Erasure, Blue Savannah. Also, Alison Moyet. And some classic Alanis. From Jagged Little Pill. All after the news at 8, plus I've got news on the Race for Life in Cleethorpes as well.
Compass FM.
Aircheckdownloads.com.